We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Little tears for fears on your Tuesday.
I got this on playlist.
I see why you're using this song, Falero.
Thank you. It has to
do with the code word for this hour. Top of the hour, what do we do, Crowder?
Try to give away money.
Is the All-Star game going to get rained out tonight? I saw they had the tarp on the field.
Doesn't look too good right now. I see the rain coming down.
Yeah.
Will they reschedule?
They would have to. I really think they'd have. Look at that. Wow.
Like, but when?
It is pouring.
Tomorrow?
I would imagine like.
It has to be tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow. Any other day.
Maybe even tomorrow afternoon. Check it out. You're in the Sportsplex. I'm sure that nugget of information is floating around somewhere.
Okay.
He didn't move an inch.
I have to fade the music down.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAM's training camp, 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000. 12 times a day. Text the word fear. That's why he was playing Tears for Fears there. Text the word fear, F-E-A-R, to 72881, and you are registered. Text fear, F-E-A-R, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be around 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. We love when the winners come from someone listening to our show. So let it be you this hour. Text the word FEAR to 72881. 72881.
You scared of anything silly?
Like a legitimate fear? Like,
yeah. Like something like, I'm scared of my kids getting hurt, you know, but I'm talking about just
parents are, but like
a silly
thing.
Yes.
But you're legitimate fear, not where you say, oh, I'm scared of frogs, but if you saw a frog, you shoo it away.
Yes,
and,
where
like,
if you see blank, you are getting the hell on.
Don't know if I have a fear that way.
I guess it's something that can kill you.
Is no, that, but that's not a silly fear. Like that.
Oh, you're talking about just silly.
I'm just saying, like, I don't want to be in a cage with a bear just because I want to live.
Right, but that's not a silly fear.
I say dislike, but I do have somewhat of a fear with cats. I don't trust them. They never have expressions. They'll scratch the hell out of you. I think they lay on kids' chests and kill them when they're kids.
I mean, that is the oldest wives' tale.
I'm a little scared of cats.
That's the oldest wives' tale, that they'll steal the baby's breath.
No, it's not steal their breath. Lay on their chest for warmth, and then the baby suffocates. Because cats aren't smart enough to know how to breathe, how other things breathe. Their brains are little.
I'm like that with wasp.
I don't.
Wasp? Just one?
And I don't think he gets it.
I'm like, fearful of
nobody
wasp.
Sees a wasp flying towards their face and stands there and say, come on, wasp!
Man, I hope that lands on me.
No, but I get like, overly scared.
Like heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I have to run inside.
Like your heart beating fast.
Yeah, I'm scared to get stung by a wasp.
Why do you say it like that?
Yeah, why do you say it like that? And why a wasp, not a bee, just a wasp?
Now, bees are small, wasps are big.
Like, why can't you say wasps?
And then W-A-S-P, a wasp.
But you just said so wasps deep. Are big. Like, can you not say the plural version of wasp?
Wasp.
Wasp. Wasp. Sound like a guy on an infomercial. Wasp.
I'm that scared, man. I'm scared
right.
of wasps.
Okay. Okay.
You ain't,
all
got,
right.
you ain't got none tough guy?
Like an unhinged fear of something?
Just like when I'm, now did you know, I didn't tell you, did you see how I acted around Rocky? I didn't want to touch him. That's Hawk's cat for people that don't know. I didn't want to touch him. We took me in his little closet room and it smelled funny. I didn't want to be around him.
I took you into my wife's closet where he was resting. It didn't smell funny at all. He was pleasant, and you tapped him on the head nicely.
That's the thing. I don't really want to interact too much with a cat. I don't enjoy them. There's cats, the stray cats in the neighborhood. I catch them in my raccoon cage and take them to other neighborhoods. We don't want this stray cat in our neighborhood. Go eat somebody else's garbage.
I can't think of something that I have like an unhinged fear on. I don't like the notion of dying in a plane crash, but I don't think that's a... irrational fear.
I think that's being out of control.
I hate the fact of being out of control on an airplane. It's one of the reasons I don't like flying is because they don't tell you anything.
Yeah.
And have you, I've asked you this before, have you ever been on a flight, because you traveled a lot, obviously, with your collegiate football career and then your NFL football career, have you ever been on a flight where you're like, this ain't going well?
It's funny, and it was not on a team charter, because I've been, by far, 90% of my flights have been team charters, either with college or the NFL. And I honestly believe, like, they'll take their time with a team charter. If they see a storm, they'll just kind of fly around it.
Right.
We'll get there an hour later.
Actually, that's a good point. Like, they're not trying to pick up the next batch of customers.
Those commercial flights, they barrel through storms.
Right.
We have to be to Philadelphia by 12:07. And the worst, probably two or three times, the worst has always been on commercial flights. But one time, I think we dropped like 1,000 feet. We hit one of those walls
air,
or whatever.
Air pockets or whatever.
And the plane just, and it just kept going like it was normal, but for about 3 seconds, we were falling. I was terrified. Terrified.
Because that's the worst feeling, right? The feeling of falling, but also not being in control. Like, you lose control of your car and it starts to fishtail or whatever. You're the one in control, and if you know how to bring it back into control, like, you just feel good. You feel confident that you can do that.
Yes. I'll tell you one
thing. You're at the mercy of a pilot. You don't know if it's Sully or not.
And all they want... And you know all they tell you to do? Jam your head in your crotch. That's what they think about it.
It's true.
Hey, the planes are shaking, whatever. Put your seatbelt on and jam your head in your own crotch. That doesn't seem like a fun way to die to me.
I don't want anyone to be there because I know it can't be a pleasant place. Certainly not me.
But yeah.
Not in a time of need.
I didn't think about it. I didn't jam my head in my crotch or whatever, but yes. Being out of control, even driving back from the Keys. If I'm in the back seat and my wife is driving and she hits the brakes too hard, we're all about to fall off the highway.
I do not allow my wife to drive on any long road trip. You know, we went to Orlando last weekend or whatever. I just can't do it. I don't like being out of control. And then my friend Jim, he likes to drive. So if we're going to a Heat game or whatever, to drive, and he always insists, and so it's fine. But I don't like being the passenger.
You know what happened? We went fishing Sunday morning. Then them IPAs got a hold of me. I couldn't drive.
Right.
Baby, take this over. This is the responsible thing to do.
Right, but when you're not in the right frame of mind anyway, it's okay to sit back, close your eyes.
That's the thing. As soon as she hit them brakes too hard on the turnpike, I sobered up. In my mind, we're flying into a lake off of the turnpike on the side every time somebody hits the brakes and I'm not driving.
I think I got this wasp pluralizing thing down pat.
Right, okay.
Wasps. How did that sound?
Wasps.
All right.
Perfect.
I think you hold your A a little too
long. Somebody texts in, going in the water at the beach, you step on something weird. I bet that doesn't bother you. That'll freak me out, man.
What, if the water's murky?
The moment.
You can't see the ground?
Even if it's like, even if it's not murky, if we go to the beach and I'm walking through, if I forget, you know, to look down, I'm good. The moment I look down, I see, it could be a minnow. I'm a cartoon running on top of the water. I don't want that stuff. You see that new thing now, too, where people go for a pedicure or a foot massage, but it's a whole bunch of fish that
nibble at their little excess skin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that.
People love that, though.
I know.
I know people that do it, like, they'll talk about it. Because I fish. They're like, oh, yeah, I go and let the fish bite my little, you know, dead skin off my legs. I'm like, yeah, that's weird. I don't get in water. Yeah, about waist deep.
So you don't like the beach?
No, I'm not a big fan of the beach.
Really?
My
wife spends so much time on the water, but you don't like the beach.
Listen, on Saturday, we were yellowtail fishing. That's a snapper, and you can see him coming up. And he was coming up, and I saw about a 12-foot bull shark come and grab him, clear as day, and swim back down into the depths. He's out there. I'm not going to be.
Yeah, see, here's the difference. This is why I like the beach. I don't ever go out where he's going to see what's really out in the ocean. I've heard stories.
Monsters.
But I don't see it where I am on the beach because I don't go fishing. So I go a couple feet into the water, and I'm like, nothing's going to come around here.
When you catch a 100-pound fish,
yeah,
but then it's cut in half, what in the hell in the ocean
chased
a 100-pound fish down?
Right.
I don't want to see him. I don't want to be in the water with him.
That makes a lot of sense. That really does. He sees what goes on in the deep, dark ocean. I don't, so I have no fear of the beach. But if you're out there all the time and you see what's going on, you go, yeah, why am I going to just stand here?
Yep. We've hooked into stuff where the electric reel my buddy has, we deep drop, will haul like 500-600 pounds up. Something bites, he hits the buttons, and it's ying, 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 pop. And I'm like, what was that? Something heavier than 600 pounds. Wow. That was impressive. So I don't want to be down there with them.
That makes sense.
Even if the water's clear?
Listen, my kids go out. I let my kids play and dibble and dabble. Nah, I stay tight.
You go to the beach? You go swimming in there?
Oh, I love the beach. More than the pool, yeah.
And you go swimming? Like, yeah, you go out swimming, deep?
Yeah. That's like, if something's going to bite me, it's going to bite me, like, no matter where I'm at. So
I'm with you. When I was young, I was the same way. I was the guy to swim out to the buoy. The far as you're supposed to swim, go touch the white ball. I was that guy. Then I got old and smart.
And what am I doing out here?
There's big stuff out here. And they, you know what? And honestly, I think fish hate me because I've killed all their cousins.
No, it makes sense. If they do communicate, you would probably be on one of their most wanted lists.
They talk about me. I know. One of them came and gave me a high five with his fin one time. I said, man, you do your thing. I said, appreciate you, baby.
How about you, Falero? You ever been on a flight that scared the daylights out of you?
Yeah, when I was in band in UM, we went to Greensboro for the men's basketball tournament.
Did you guys on the band, did you fly commercial?
No, we flew with the basketball team.
Did you?
Yeah, so like it was like, I don't know whose plane it was, but it was just like a plane.
Probably a charter, just a charter.
We flew. It was a smaller plane than most, so you felt everything a little bit more. Man, I was so glad when we landed because it was just like maybe 100-foot drops just going into the landing, and it's just like luggage upstairs was coming down. Oh. And then when you would land it was just like a hard impact that didn't feel like a normal landing.
What's better, though?
Talking about those little puddle jumpers, those little tiny private planes.
Oh, my God. When we went to Alaska, that's the only way to get around in Alaska is puddle jumper to puddle jumper. Mm. And, man, you feel everything. Everything.
You can see the little rotate, you can hear, and
the pilots, they think it's cute to screw with you because that's what they do for a living. Yeah. They sense a little fear. I don't like those. I didn't like those little commuter jets and stuff, too. You know, somebody's going from Chicago to Peoria, so you take a little commuter jet. Mm-mm, I'll drive. Thank you.
I was on a private jet with Porter one time, and the pilot said something, just looked back at us and said, man, I drank too much last night. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. Like, and he laughed, and he told us we were joking.
The pilot said that?
I couldn't, and he laughed and kind of bumped somebody, and the rest of the flight, it was like a 40-minute flight, I stared at him. I could not take my eyes off of him. Like, this guy could have been joking, but they say there's a little truth in every joke. I was like, man, there's no way I'm letting this dude kill me.
Yeah, seaweed, someone texts in. That scares the hell out of me.
Seaweed?
Seaweed. I don't know it's seaweed, of course. Just the fit, right, flops onto your leg.
And you go crazy.
No, Loch Ness Monster!
So you go Loch Ness Monster.
Immediately default to the Loch Ness Monsters on Boca Beach.
Are you in the one lake that the Loch Ness Monster lives in?
The Loch, in Loch Ness?
Yes.
No, I'm at Spanish River Beach in Boca.
And he came to get you.
Oh, Loch Ness Monster! Get out of the water, everybody!
So we found out what you're scared of. You're terrified of the Loch Ness Monster.
You know what else I'm scared of? A bad shave.
That was good.
Thank you. That's why I'm on an afternoon drive without a burger tour. Guys, I know I'm going to be speaking to a lot of you out there. Razors, they can cost too much. Shaving itself can be a hassle. Put an end to it. Harry's.com, that's the way to go. I switched to Harry's. Best part is, gets shipped right to your home. No more hassles going to the store, buying razors, boom, right there at your front door. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set using my special code HOCKMAN at Harry's.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is type in the code HOCKMAN at checkout. That's HOCHMAN. Harry's founders, they were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave shave doesn't come from all the gimmicks like the vibrating heads and flex balls and handles that look like spaceships, which are tactics the leading brand has used for years to raise prices. So they fixed that by offering a simpler option, an exceptional quality shave at a fair price. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each, less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They got rid of the upcharges. They offer fast, free shipping, and there's a 100% quality guarantee, and there's no subscription required, by the way. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Hochman at harrys.com. So you get a starter set, comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Hochman at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code Hochman at checkout to claim your offer. Radio.com.
Radio.com. 60 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Excellent song.
You know this one?
New Shoes.
Correct.
It's like a summer song.
It is. That's a good one. I don't know the name of any of them. Well,
New Shoes, spelled N-U-S-H-O-O-Z.
Yeah, you have a problem.
I do. I'm Rain Man when it comes to 80s music.
Really are.
I don't want that in my head. I've been trying to get rid of that little factoid, but who knew I'd need to use it at 4:22 on July 17th?
You hold on to the good stuff. I bet you miss your anniversary.
Right, that I can't remember.
But no New Shoes.
New Shoes song, one hit wonder. I know how to spell the name of the band.
S-H-O-O-Z.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. Falero was just telling me he saw the movie War Games. Now, have you seen that? That's a classic 80s film.
I don't think so. He was explaining it to me. I haven't seen it.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah. Chess? No.
So you saw that? Did it hold up?
It was good. Like you got to get through the oldness of it.
Right, because it's, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, black and white computer. Like, part of the movie is the novelty of Matthew Broderick having a computer at home, and then he hacks into his school and changes a C to an A.
I like that.
I mean, who knew where hacking would go from there? That was worthy of a movie back then, hacking into the school's computer system to change a C to an A.
Now it's people stealing nudes.
I'm telling you, man, like, who knew? It's a weird thing, too.
You gotta have, them old movies gotta have a good storyline.
Right,
because the filming, the technology, nothing's going to hold up.
It was a good storyline, I thought.
Yeah, it was.
The acting was okay.
But, like, the whole notion, like, if you watch a movie from back then, like, the notion of running to a payphone because you need to call someone, it's funny. It's hard to wrap your head around. I think it's just hard to wrap your head around that stuff.
I'm stuck in a box of emotion.
When you talk about nudes, like, think about that. If someone said to you 20, 25 years ago, oh, yeah, most people will have a bunch of nude photos of themselves that they carry in their pocket all the time because it's on your phone, right? Like, I mean,
like, people are going to be a big world of freaks, huh?
Like, yeah, like what? Huh? Like, makes no sense. But that's what most people do.
It's the funny thing is back in the day, you
text
would think,
me if you have nudes of yourself on your phone and what your phone number is.
Man, it'd be awesome to see somebody's face when you talk. Now, I can't stand that damn FaceTime crap.
My roommate in college, not Barry.
No.
Different guy.
Oh, okay.
He had one of the first incarnations of being able to see someone that you're talking to. So he had like a box attached to his phone. His girlfriend, who lived in Los Angeles, had like this box attached to her phone. And so you'd like smile right in front of it. And so you'd be talking on the phone and it would go click, click. And it would set line by line, it would fill in the person's face so you could see one still black and white photo of them while you talked. And it was like, holy mackerel, you can see her? in Los Angeles after about 8 minutes of the picture filling itself in. And like you could almost make out her face. Could have been the maid. Could have been her. You're not certain.
I was going to say, were they sexting with the little digital thing?
I did see a picture of her breast once. He ran and got me. And he's like, hey, look what she just sent me.
That was his old lady?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he get you?
He was proud of her breast.
Would you? But why'd you accept it?
What do you mean
just
accept it?
Just say no. Like, no, I'm good, man. I don't want to see that.
But I wanted to see it.
Yeah, Larry, I think the boyfriend's the bad one in that situation.
Yeah, but as a friend, like, as
my friend's
your boy,
asking me to look at it. What do I?
Nah, man, that's your girl, man. That's good.
What?
I don't want to see that.
What am I doing?
That's
like,
true. Like, if they broke up and he was like, oh, yeah, Mark, go date her. No, bro, that's your ex. I'm going to leave her alone.
No.
You jump on her right then?
I might not even wait for them to break up. If I feel like there's a weakness somewhere in the thread of their relationship, I'll determine if they should be together or not.
No more date nights for us. Leave my wife alone. Yeah, that Channing, he's bad, isn't he?
You know, I think he's bad for you.
That Jennings, man. You know,
my Jennings. Name ain't Jennings. I'll just find a name and give it to me.
Did we learn what happens in the All-Star game if it gets rained out tonight?
I actually did. The Sportsplex did its job. It's only happened once, and they had to play the game the next day.
Like in the afternoon, I would guess, right? Because they've got to, I mean, they can't have them playing tomorrow night. They've all got to get somewhere by, when's the season start again? Friday, I'm guessing.
Marlins
so.
Play Friday.
So. Yeah.
Would they have to refund the people if there wasn't a game? You know, like, would they lose money for not having a game that's honestly irrelevant?
Yeah, like, well, you've got, I mean, just the ad revenue alone, I think, would, like, they have to get that game played.
Yeah, because it's...
They really need to get it played tonight. I don't know what the forecast is for Washington, but I just saw a whole bunch of flights have been delayed in the Northeast because there's a big storm.
They say there's a lot of storms between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. that the game is going to be delayed a little bit, but they'll play it tonight. What I read.
Just what we need for it to last longer, beyond later.
Yeah, I'm not watching that, man. It's just too slow.
But the whole thing, like the NBA All-Star game, I like it because you see the great players like KD pass it to Westbrook. Oh, they did that already. KD pass it to LeBron.
To Curry,
oh. Something like that. No, get the hell out of here. DeMar DeRozan, give it
Kyle
to somebody
Lowry.
You don't know. But with baseball.
Russell Westbrook to Steven Adams.
Y'all can go to hell.
Huh?
With baseball, is that the pool to see a great pitcher versus another all-star?
I don't know.
Because well, the pitcher always wins.
Like, I don't know.
Not really.
I mean, not always, but I don't. You know, I was just looking at, just as an aside, I was on CBSSports.com and they were listing the top 50 NBA free agents. Shabazz Napier is 47.
He must have ran out of names.
How's that possible?
47?
How's that possible?
Not impressive. Last year.
Let's see. Coming off arguably his best season as a pro. 2-year contract with the Nets. Great low-risk deal. Give Brooklyn some point guard depth after trading away Jeremy Lin. Yeah, I don't know what the appeal is with the All-Star game. I really don't, because it's not like home run derby. I get it, but it's not like you're going to see a 19-17 score. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's the pool. I would love it because the home run derby got me now. I watched every second, but I was almost waiting for somebody to give me a reason to watch the sell of the game. What is MLB sells it to just down hard all my life? My dad got me into baseball, people. Because that's a dying breed, I believe.
Like Hawk said, that like the NBA All-Star game goes 200 to 190. Like baseball, it's just a regular baseball
game. It's why I love the NBA All-Star game.
That's my favorite
one. They just don't play defense. They started this NBA All-Star game. Get around the fourth quarter, they'll play a little bit of defense. But, yeah, I love that. But, you know, we joke about it every year, like the NFL Pro Bowl gets consistently good television ratings. So... Because, I think is trash. You know what happens this time of year? Because I've been counting down till the Dolphins start. They're 9 days away. I always love that Hall of Fame game. I get all excited, the anticipation. There's going to be NFL football. I last two plays And I'm like, well, what am I watching here? I don't even know who these people are.
Because about halfway through the second quarter, they put Willie Lump Lump and the boys in.
Willie Lump Lump passes to Willie Lump Lump. You literally don't know anyone that's out there. I love the excitement, the anticipation of it.
Think about that, though. The Hall of Fame game, we haven't seen football in months. So it's just NFL helmets running around. Okay, it's NFL. We'll watch. And then even the NFL Pro Bowl, it's the end of a season where now this is your last grasp at NFL guys. Your last time to see Le'Veon.
You're not going to see him for a while.
With the MLB, there's another 80 games to play that you can see all the players you want.
Right.
It's the whole setup seems a little flawed.
What do you think about Terrell Owens, by the way? Speaking of the Hall of Fame, you went to Jason Taylor's induction, so you've been there recently. You've seen the pomp and circumstance up close. And what do you think of Terrell Owens' decision not to go?
I think it's dumb. I think you get an opportunity to get into one of the most elite fraternities in, I was going to say sports. Maybe the world. Like, to go, there's 1,800 players in the NFL at one time. This is the best of the best of the best of the best. The 1% they talk about make it, this is the 1% of that 1% that made it. Like, you are in that frat. And it was cool. I said with JT, like, walking back and seeing Franco Harris walk around and Terry Bradshaw walk around. You're just seeing these guys, Jerry Rice over there at the bar. Like, I'm a part of that group. That's special. Why are you going to let your damn feelings and let the sports writers and whoever votes on it mess that up from you being in one of the most elite groups, I would say, in sports, if not big picture, United States, whatever you want to say? Why would you mess that up for your little emotions, your little feelings being hurt for a couple of
years? Because you can understand Terrell Owens being a little bit smarted by what went on. He should have been a Hall of Famer. They held against him, you know, their perceived feelings towards his personality.
But it's almost like hazing, where you come into a new team or a new, you know, military. I don't want to just bring up sports. The military does it. Your brother Lero says the firefighters do it too. The new guy comes in, you give him hell for a little while, and then you get accepted. Are you upset that they gave you hell once you're accepted?
No, and then you give hell to the next group that's coming in.
That's what. So you're mad. You didn't make first ballot. Oh, they're giving you a hard time about your personality, and you're the quarterback killer, and all that you did. Okay, now they have honored you with the fact that you're one of the best receivers of all time, and you're in that elite fraternity, and you're going to tell them, I don't want to go. It is childish, it is petty, and it is just dumb. It is flat out dumb. And he says, I do this for the guys that don't have a voice or something. Shut up. Go and get in this elite group because you're in there, and now it only makes you look dumb moving forward.
I think that my biggest problem with it, and I don't have much of a problem with it, because if they don't want you there, then I don't need to be there. Like, you're a Johnny come lately. Now you want me in the club. I get it. And who cares? You want to go. You don't want to go. The only problem I have is I feel like by him having his own ceremony that day, he steals a little bit of the attention from the guys that are going in that day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, now you're trying to say, I don't care, but you're actually taking a little bit of the shine off those that do care. I don't know. It's a tough...
But you know what it is? It's funny to say, and I he can. We know. I have to go back and look on the internet. I don't think T.O. has a strong circle of influence around him. But someone should tell him, you know where you should have changed the narrative? By not continuing to do what kept you out of the Hall of Fame, being selfish and trying to walk to the beat of your own drum all the time and embarrass your damn self. When they talk about T.O. now, they're going to talk about he's a quarterback killer. Oh, and he refused to go to the Hall of Fame. That's taking more away from the hundreds of touchdowns he caught and thousands of yards he got and all that. He is hurting himself and his circle of influence. I don't know if they're weak or he doesn't respect them, but nobody's telling this guy, you are making yourself look bad and you're messing up your legacy that is still there. Because guys like me, I remember T.O. was a beast on the field. And when people ask me about T.O., go watch his film. T.O. was a monster. But this is just tainting his whole legacy. It's just putting a black cloud over everything he did athletically because of the fact that he can't get out his damn way of his own emotions. He's too emotional.
I'll tell you what I have emotions about, my impact windows and doors.
That was good.
It's why I'm in afternoon drive.
Cocky, huh?
I don't have a burger tour.
You worried about that, boy?
I had a burger named after myself.
About that burger tour?
I'm the T.O. of the burger tour. I ain't going. Hurricane season is here. We are in it. We're in it. You had Beryl. You had Chris. Anything brewing out in the Atlantic, Falero?
I'm just a sportsplex, okay?
If you can text Craig Setzer, see if anything's brewing.
Okay.
Just see if anything's brewing. Because I don't need to remind people about last hurricane season, right? Hurricane Irma. You talked earlier about being scared of something.
Yeah.
When Irma was making that beeline towards South Florida, I'm not going to lie, because I've been here since 87, I was scared.
You couldn't have impact windows and doors then.
I didn't.
Because I was sitting back with my feet up.
I was scared. You were confident.
Oh, man.
Well, that's why my wife and I finally made the decision to get impact windows and doors, because I was tired of being scared. We wanted to be able to relax like the Crowders when a storm was coming. I called Channing. I'm like, hey, man, how you preparing for the storm? Fix me a cold one. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Heavy beer.
You were in the forecast cone of beer?
I need to name a hurricane IPA. She never messed with
me. Yeah, but everybody would want it to come over. Anyway, we got impact windows and doors. We called BNT Services. Brett and Tom came out to the house. They helped my wife and I pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors for our home. Maybe you've been thinking about it, too. I'm goofing around here, but it really is serious. Like Hurricane Irma last year, I'm not kidding you, I really was scared. And this year, because BNT has come out, they've already installed. Now, they did the permits. They measured perfectly. We've had the inspection with the city of Boca. Like, they handled everything. But maybe you've been thinking about it. Impact windows and doors for your house. Now is the perfect time. BNT Services specializes in impact windows and doors with over 25 years of experience. Their staff will help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors that work best for you. So don't wait another day. Not one more day. Call my friends, Tom and Brett, right now at BNT Services, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go online and get all the info right there at bntwindowsanddoors.com. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Valero and Crowder screaming down the halls for me. I almost didn't make it back in time for this segment. Now, the reason is I was Instagramming. That was the reason, Falero. But I want you to go look at what I just added to my story.
Is it going
to
be good?
Well, you tell me. You tell me if it was worth being a few seconds late for the for what I just added on Instagram. Sometimes the moment hits you, and I lost track of time. And
you embraced the hell out of Instagram. I remember you got, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
How was it, Falero? Did you watch it?
It was terrible.
Really?
Yes.
It's bad?
What did you do? It was just, like, you did the zoom in thing where the little sound effect, but, like, you didn't give it any, like, time to, like, zoom in. You got to wait on it, and then you zoom in on it.
All right, Crowder's looking at it now. You tell me. You got to go up to the stories on top. You know those little circle stories? Circle gets the square.
And, like, are you scared of French vanilla?
No, I gave it a thumbs up.
But that's not the good, like, then you should have done the other one.
Oh, it is. It's garbage.
Oh, really? I thought that was very good.
A wide shot of a coffee machine slowly tightened on to the French vanilla button.
Right, because I could have made one of eight choices. Cortadito. I could have had.
What was that?
Cortadito.
Cortadito.
He kept offering me yesterday.
And I went with French vanilla, which is my favorite, and I gave it a thumbs up emoji, and I zoomed in with dramatic music. You're telling me that was not quality, Falero? Are you Instagramming me now?
Yeah, I'm doing the super zoom.
Talking about my Instagram.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, if you want to see what Falero has just Instagrammed of me, check him out on Instagram at Eric Falero, ERICKFALERO.
You can't hear anything, though.
I would say if you're going to jump on the gram, you have to kind of fall into line with what everybody else does.
Did you just call it the gram?
I was trying to be cool.
Yeah, because that's not going to work. You're what, 35?
Jump on the gram?
Yeah, just jump on the gram.
Yeah.
Leave that for like Tito or something, you know?
Well, when you start utilizing Instagram, I believe you need to adjust to what the kids are doing nowadays.
Yeah. I when you say I've embraced it, yeah, I have tried. I find, here's what I find. Twitter, I think, is fun to launch up something to get people outraged.
And you do a hell of a job.
Like today, my Twitter campaign to make a coleslaw emoji. I feel like that's perfect for Twitter. Instagram, it's like it's kind of Facebook-ish, right?
Yeah, just with pictures.
Well, I mean, that's essentially Facebook, though, right?
But Facebook, you can...
I think it's kind of Facebook.
Yeah,
it's more like
videos,
Facebook on the go.
But even Twitter's like, for people with ADD, just right now information, and then Instagram is 10 times worse because you don't have to stop and read. You don't have
right.
to make an effort to put anything into it.
It's a picture book.
You move your finger and you watch. What? How long does it last? 30 seconds, 40 seconds? I don't know.
Like Instagram? That.
Yeah.
A minute. You could do a minute.
A minute? Yeah. See? It's for real. It's for real, real, real ADHD, ADD. All the letters. Anybody with letters.
I think Instagram is more like fun, personal, video, picture oriented. I think Twitter is more to outrage people. You know what I mean? Like I
would argue with that.
I think Twitter is to get a rise out of people.
You think that it got what is it, $1 billion business now?
Mm-hmm.
Just to fool with folks.
Mm-hmm.
I think you use it wrong.
No, I think that's Twitter's hotspot. Like, I think that's the wheelhouse. I'm not even kidding you. I think that's the wheelhouse of Twitter.
No information.
No, you have information. You have information. I'm just saying, for a lot of people, Twitter is that outlet to say something to try to get a rise. Like, Valero today. Valero did hard on Twitter. Hard shell tacos are garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Soft shell tacos where it's at. Now, you were doing that to get a rise out of people.
Maybe.
I know he was.
I learned it from you.
I know he was.
I learned it from you.
No, I was tremendously proud. I was.
Goodness
really,
gracious.
I enjoyed that so much.
You just want to sit and argue at them people.
Did you get a lot of blowback on the hard shell tacos are garbage?
Not really. Solana says I wear leggings.
Well, mm-hmm. that was That's something true. Else that went viral today, too, which is a guy called the cops on a guy at a basketball game for a hard foul. That's not even a joke.
That's a funny story.
Right?
That's correct.
I mean, that legitimately, this dude called the cops on a hard foul. And I think Valero pointed out that he's double sleeve guy. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
that
he was wearing two arm sleeves.
Two arm sleeves.
Arm. Yeah, you don't do
so
that.
So the separate arm sleeves, the Dwayne Wade arm sleeves.
Yes. Even
and,
one of them is a little much.
Solana pointed out that you wear leggings.
To keep warm.
We've seen
it here.
No, there's no.
100.
We're in Florida.
I'm not. Have you seen me wear leggings recently?
Yes.
When?
It had to be a month ago.
No.
Yes.
I wear them in the winter months.
I gotta ask though, was it just like a hard foul come under his legs, or did he jump up the guy pile drive?
No, it was a pick. A guy.
Yes,
a guy set a pick too hard. The guy fell on the ground, gets upset, says, "I'm gonna call the cops." Everybody's like confused until they saw the guy in the front desk calling the cops.
But you think it was like one of these internet setups, like something to get viral?
I mean, you can't put that past it nowadays, but...
Yeah.
That's the only problem. Nowadays, like, you have to be suspect of all that
stuff.
Yeah,
every YouTube video I see, I question it.
Yeah.
And I saw one, the After Effects, and the cop was laughing at it. Like, the cop was like... The guy was like, "Hey, man, have you ever been called to a basketball court for a foul?" He's like, "No, this is the first time." The cop didn't take it serious. He was laughing.
And the cop has
away.
To show up for that, I'm guessing.
I mean, the cops show up when the kid calls 911 for a prank. So.
No, but I understand. But like, I'm guessing the guy, when he calls, does he say, "I'm at a basketball court, a guy set a hard pick on me"?
No. "I've just been assaulted."
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then he has to show up.
"I've
but then when he gets
assaulted.
There, the assault was a hard pick."
And then he laughs and walks away. And that was the outcome of it, right? Nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't think anything happened.
He just
I think
laughed.
The cop laughed.
What? I mean, how much longer can we survive as a species? Honestly, like, isn't it? I mean, there's a multitude of examples as to why we're failing. That has to be one of them.
Our time's coming soon.
What about time is up?
But what about his crew? Like his crew, the bear.
Call them cops, man. I ain't seen a pick like that in a long time.
What are you talking about?
Nah, we all know that basketball guy. That's the guy who comes in alone with his ball, and he goes, oh, you need one more? I'll play. And that's that guy.
Yeah, that is the guy who in his head driving over there is thinking about how he's going to ball out and thinking about maybe taking his game to Rucker Park next summer. Right? That's the guy right there. All right. Well, if you want to see my Instagram. Well, now I feel like I should delete it. If you don't think that it had the desired effect.
No,
really,
you got to leave it on there.
No, it was fire, man. It was nice.
The drama of that French vanilla.
Oh, no. Out the wide and then coming in like that? Man, it was good. And the thumbs up under it?
That was my own personal calling the cops on a pick.
I never call the cops on anybody. I call Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. You got to get out there. If you enjoy food, if you enjoy fresh food, if you enjoy fresh, delicious food at a great price, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is where you got to go. When you walk in, don't miss your eggs, free-range eggs. The prices are amazing. Right there next to the bean dip and the crab dip and the fish dip. And the conch salad, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, two different type of lobsters, 15 different type of shrimp. When I go fishing and I don't catch nothing, you don't catch them every time, I go to Delaware because the fish are locally caught and swimming daily. There's 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked. They literally have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see exactly what you want and call them in advance. They have delicious food. The prices are great, and they save you time as well. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. And those prices I told you about, large shrimp, already clean, ready to throw in the pan, only $10.99 a pound. Turks and Caicos, conch, I love it, $17.99 a pound. And you know I like the crab cakes. DBJ gives me a hard time for it. Josie, everybody laughs at me, but there's more crab than cake. I don't want all those bready crab cakes and the Maryland-style crab cakes for only $4.59 a piece at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is exactly what I love. And you got to try the broasted chicken 8-piece. It is oven-fried, includes two sides for only $16.99. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.